Get yourself into a comfortable position, just comfortable. Let your body relax. Think of your feet, let them just squeeze them and then let them relax. Make sure your legs are not too crossed or your hands are not tense. Tense them if need be and then relax them so you know what they feel like when they're relaxed. Tense your legs, your thighs, and release. Take a deep breath in and squeeze your chest and then blow it out. Take a deep breath in, squeeze your face and blow it out, stretching your neck. Let your body relax. Let your body relax. Find yourself standing in dense forest with deep green leaves dripping with water and rich brown earth beneath your feet. You're walking along a thin but clearly marked trail in the forest. Gradually it begins to clear and you emerge onto a flat, green, grass-covered plain, in the middle of which is a single solitary building, large and imposing. This is the Temple of Malkuth. The sky is lush blue with dense pools of white clouds floating amidst the blue. The green plain stretches into the distance and you can just about perceive the purple edges of a mountain range far beyond the Temple of Malkuth. You can hear birds in the forest that now stands behind you, and the distant sound of running water somewhere off to your left. And the grass is fresh and wet. The air is clear and crisp. You focus on the temple building in front of you, and you find yourself nearer than you first thought you were. The temple is huge and seems round, the walls curving off at each side. In front of you, not too far away, there are four steps that lead up to a platform of some sort, at the far side of which appears a large arched doorway. The temple bears in large letters the name of Malkuth, underneath which is the name Kingdom. Walk towards the building and stop at the bottom of the steps. Breathe in and vibrate slowly the name, the God of Malkuth, Adonai Haaretz. Adonai Haaretz. Lord of the earth, feel the presence of this divine energy. Now slowly go up the four steps one at a time and pause at the top of the steps on the platform facing the large arched doorway. The door is made of thick dark brown wood with a large circular metal handle in the middle. Stand there, breathe in again and vibrate the name of the Archangel of Malkuth, Sandalphon.
Sandalphon.
enormous energy of the Archangel vibrating through the entire space of the temple. You can feel it coming up through your feet, echoing into the green grass plain around you, rippling through the forest that now lies far behind you. Above the door in front of you is written, "Know thyself." Spend a moment considering this. Take a few steps forward towards the door. Reach towards the metal handle on the door. Touch the cold metal handle. As you touch the handle and gently push forward, the door swings easily on its hinges and reveals the temple inside. Pause on the threshold for a moment before entering the temple. You can see the glimmer of lights and a black and white checkered tile floor laid out like a chessboard. Vibrate 3 times the name of the angel choir of Malkuth, the Ashim. You see the temple filled with the fiery energy of these creatures. Now step forward and enter the temple. You look around, now you're inside the temple, and realize that it has 10 walls, although you can't quite see all of them. It has 10 pillars just inside the walls all around, although again, you can't quite see all of them at once. The temple is warm and the Ashim flutter around, fill the space with lively energy, flittering about, gathering in groups, brushing by your cheek like a warm breath, giggling, playful. The fire of the Ashim is rich orange, tinged with yellow, occasionally even a hint of blue. As you look around, you see that in the centre of the temple is a large double cube. This is an altar, and just beyond the altar sits a young woman on a throne. She's wearing a crown. She acknowledges your presence and bids you welcome to the temple of Malkuth. The temple is filled with the Ashim. She sits there serenely, and everywhere you can feel Sandalphon's presence. Beyond the young woman crowned and throned, in the far wall of the temple you can see 3 doors. And nodding your greeting to the woman, you pass past her towards these 3 doors. And you stand and you take in each one. To your left, there is a door, above which is written in Roman numerals the number 20XX. A Hebrew letter is above the numbers, the letter Shin, which looks a little like a 3-pronged crown. Above the letter is the motto, "The pathway to Hod, the pillar of severity." In black, the word Boaz arches over the doorway. Directly in front of you, there is a door, above which is written in Roman numerals the number 21XXI. A Hebrew letter is above the numbers, the letter Tau, which looks a little like a doorway. Above the letter is the motto, "The pathway to Yesod, the middle pillar." To your right there is a door, above which is written in Roman numerals the number 18, XVIII. A Hebrew letter is above the numbers, the letter Kof, which looks a little like the letter P. Above the door is the motto, "The pathway to Netzach, the pillar of mercy." In white, the word Joachim arches over the doorway. Take a moment to experience everything that exists in this temple and contemplate the middle door, number 21, XXI, the letter Tau, the pathway to Yesod, the middle pillar, because this is the doorway we are taking today. Walk towards the doorway, push it open, and step through. And you find yourself in the middle of an extremely busy street. You stand for a moment and let the world rush by. Its noise, its babble, its flow. People from every single country in the world seem to be on this street. Every single vehicle that you've ever conceived of seems to be rushing by you. There is noise everywhere. You begin to walk down the street. And people don't see you. In fact, they seem to almost walk through you. You look in the shop windows and you see these people rushing in all their varied clothes, all their varied purposes, except you cannot see yourself. You are not reflected in the mirror. You're invisible. You stand stock still in front of someone walking towards you to test whether they will in fact hit you, touch you, and they don't. They walk straight through you. You are not in the same space as the rest of the world. This is fun. You can walk across the street, cars slide through you and you see the insides as they go. People are no obstacle. Buildings and walls are no obstacle. Across the road you see a large church-like structure. Above the doorway, you can see a statue of a woman with long flowing robes, and she wears a crown. You walk towards this building, and you don't even open the doors, you just slip through. You find yourself in a rich and lush environment. It's carpeted. The windows are stained glass. There seem to be sofas everywhere. It's quiet and hushed, and the outside world has slipped away to a distant echo, a sound on the horizon. This place is calm. There's a couple of people sitting to your left on one of the sofas that seem to be scattered around this quite large but seemingly warm place. And just past them you can see another door. You walk towards the door. The people sitting down in the chair ignore you. But it seems fine. Above the door is the word Yesod. You stand for a moment in front of the doorway, and a voice seems to come into your head, telling you all you need to know about Yesod, the foundation. The Hebrew spelling Yod Samach Vav Daleth. The magical image, a beautiful naked man, very strong. The situation on the tree towards the base of the pillar of equilibrium or mercy, middle pillar. Yetziratic text, the ninth path, is called the pure intelligence because it purifies the emanations. It proves and corrects the designing of the representations and disposes the unity with which they are designed without diminution or division. The God name is Shaddai El Kai, the Almighty Living God. The Archangel is Gabriel. The order of angels is the Cherubim, the strong. The mundane chakra is Lavana, the moon. The spiritual experience is the vision of the machinery of the universe. The virtue is independence. The vice is idleness. The correspondence in the microcosm, the reproductive organs. The symbols, perfumes and sandals. Tarot cards, the four nines. Nine of Wands, great strength. Nine of Cups, material happiness. Nine of Swords, despair and cruelty. Nine of Pentacles, material gain. The colour in Absoluth, indigo. The colour in Briar, violet. The colour in Yetzirah, very dark purple. The colour in Asaya, citrine, flecked with azure. Enter Yesod. Go through the door. And find yourself in a beech wood. It must be November. The leaves have gone from the trees. There are crushed beech nut residues all over the floor. And in between the trees, there are pools of water. There seems to be one to your left, another a little further in front of you. Beyond that, there seems to be another somewhere off to the right. The pools of water are not that big, maybe 10, 12 feet across. Around them, there seems to be a little bit of grass, the odd fern or other plant, and you walk towards the pool on your left, and the water glistens. It's daytime, the sun is somewhere up in the sky, although you can't quite see it. It's light enough to see clearly, and as you stare at the pool of water, animals begin to appear from it. They just seem to climb out, look at you briefly, and then scamper off. There's another animal coming out of the water now. It seems unperturbed by your presence. and has gone again. You can hear birds around in the forest, in the wood. Animals seem to appear from these pools of water at irregular intervals, but they keep appearing. You bend down and put your hand into the water and realize that it's not cold, it's not warm, it seems to not be there. You slip off your shoes. To your left you see a pair of sandals. Flat soles, leather bindings. You slip these onto your feet. As you do, you notice the smell of jasmine very potently filling your nose. And you stand up tall and straight, feeling the sandals on your feet, and you step into the pool in front of you. You take another step and the liquid or water or vapour seems to now be at your waist. And you take another step and you are completely under the water, except you can breathe. It's not cold. It seems almost like air, except just slightly thicker. When you reach out your hand and swill it around, you can see the ripples. And you look up and realize that you are sinking. It's getting slightly darker, although you can still see. And all around you there seem to be animals, literally coming out of nowhere into the water. They seem to appear from a spot or a speck and just grow into what they are. This is quite curious. And you seem to be still falling. And as you do, people seem to appear out of the water. And they float up as you float down. And as you continue to float down, shapes, three-dimensional objects seem to now be simply appearing out of this liquid. You spend some time swimming around. You can move about by just stroking like you're in the water. And you seem to be able to move about in any direction you want. It's quite amusing to watch all these things popping into existence. It's time to come back up to the surface. You can see the hole in the surface where the light is coming in. And you push up towards it and with great ease make your way back towards that space. You pop your head out of the liquid and realize that it's summer. The woodland is now lush green. There is grass everywhere, leaves on the trees. There are animals drinking from the pools around you. You slip out of what you have no option other than to call the water. And stand for a moment, enjoying all the sounds of creation as they fill the forest. You slip off the sandals, leave them next to the pool. Realize that your shoes are still there. The grass has slightly grown all over them, but they're still there. You slip them on. You turn so the pool is behind you. And you walk towards what seems like the edge of the forest. And as you go past a tree, you can see a doorway standing completely isolated on the edge of the wood. And you walk back towards that doorway, knowing that this is the exit from Yesod. Above the door it says 21. You know this is the right path. You step through the doorway to find yourself in the antechamber once again. You look, you can see the doorway that exits from the antechamber. You know that this is the way home. You're going back to Malkuth. You make your way towards that doorway and you slip through the door into the busy street. Across to your right you can see an alleyway. And you realise that this is where you appeared in the first place. You walk across the street, or you glide through people and things towards the alleyway. As you reach the alleyway, you can see another door at the end. You walk down the alleyway, open the door, and step back into the Temple of Malkuth. The Ashim brush by you as you make your way to the front door of the Temple of Malkuth. You're coming back home. You stop before you leave just to nod your respect to the young woman crowned and throned. You step back through the doorway to the Temple of Malkuth and find yourself in the clear, crisp air. You skip down the steps and make your way across the forest, making your way into the forest, the leaves brushing against you, thickening and thickening and thickening until you begin to feel yourself back in your body, laying here in this room. Breathing in this room, hearing people in this room breathing, hearing yourself breathing, feeling your legs as they lay on the floor, stretching your toes, wiggling your fingers, stretching and coming back.